That's very true. Yeah. You know, I've still got the same passion, energy for it that, you know, I had when I first started. So, you know, yeah, that's why you see the smiles on stage, mate. It's almost like being in my second home.
I first ran across the name Uriah Heep because I used to hang around the Arthur Howes agency along with one Ken Hensley of the Gods. Both chasing for gigs, and I think he mentioned, "Oh, I might be joining this new outfit and all that." And I thought, "Oh yeah, fair enough." And it turned out to be Uriah Heep, and you hit the circuit and all that thing, and here you are, still going after all these years. New album out, doing gigs over here, Brighton, Bournemouth, Oxford, and the O2 Shepherd's Bush in the south in early December. But this actually is the longest distance interview I've ever done. It's in Venezuela, and you've just come in from Russia, haven't you?
Yes, we're coming from Russia, and we just spent 4 weeks out in Russia, right through Siberia, and then we ended up in Moscow to fly out to Caracas in Venezuela, where we are now, and that's where I'm talking to you from.
So you've got worldwide appeal, and there must be... I can't think of a country where you haven't played. Is that true?
We actually play in 50... With Venezuela now, it's our first time here. Yeah. So with adding this to our list now, we're 55 countries we play our music in. But if you're asking if there's anywhere we haven't played, probably China and Egypt at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's probably yet to come, I would have thought.
But yeah. Well, we hope so. We'd like to do that.
I always like to ask, people who've been around a bit like you. One question I asked Francis Rossi: this, when was the last time you travelled to a gig in an old van?
Last night.
I don't believe that.
They did. They picked us up with this old van. There was 15 of us, all cramped in, on the way to the hotel, and they told us the journey was going to be an hour and a half, and it was 3 hours and 40 minutes. And, of course, the temperature changed from Venezuela to Moscow, you know. Yeah. We came out with all our coats on. The next minute, we were sweating buckets, you know. So
oh,
I can honestly say, last night.
That's terrific. I thought you were going to say 1969 or something, but obviously
no,
not.
No.
Of course, one of the great album titles, your very first one, Very Heavy, Very Humble, and that just about summed it up, really, didn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, basically, that was a comment on where we were going musically, because we wanted the very heavy stuff, which is kind of like off our first album, Gypsy, which has almost become our anthem now. Mm. And a beautiful, you know, Gypsy is a big, powerful song with Hammond organ and guitars, and, you know, it's very loud and in your face. And we wanted something as beautiful as an acoustic guitar song, let's say Come Away, Melinda.
Yeah.
Which you can be just as powerful with an acoustic guitar and a good lyric and a good melody. And we just wanted that, and that sort of summed up the very heavy side and the very humble side of our music. And, of course, it all tied in with the very humble catchphrase of Uriah Heep in the Dickensian book.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, those days, there was such a healthy college circuit, which I know you used to feature very heavily on, didn't you? I mean, you did so many colleges.
Yeah,
it was a great circuit, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was a great circuit. College and universities were a mainstay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you're a Vanilla Fudge fan, you know, hence the keyboards that have always been in there. Have you ever done a gig with the Fudge?
With the Fudge? No. No, but I do hear that they're coming out again with a new album, funny enough. So if they resurface, yeah, I'd love to do a gig with them, yeah.
Wonderful. I was thinking of, I know that you rehearsed once next to Deep Purple. What's the heaviest gig you've ever done? Because I remember a gig that I went to where Hawkwind with Deep Purple, that was blooming loud. What would you say is the loudest gig you've ever done with another group?
The loudest, oh my lord. I mean, we've done tours with, you know, with most bands, really. We did a whole tour of South Africa with Deep Purple. That was pretty loud.
I would imagine.
Between the two of us, you know. Yeah. The great thing is, it was a great evening of good songs, good musicians. And, you know, although it was loud, it was very exciting, you know.
Yeah. It was, you were with the legendary Bronze Agency in those days that used to get, and they formed their own label, didn't they, which you were on at the
Yeah,
the
very much so, yeah.
But it took a few albums to get going, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it's like all these things, you know, you get out and you come with a blaze of publicity, that kind of settles down, and then you work. I mean, in those days, it was literally get in the van and go and work it, you know, and live work was very all important in getting out there and letting everyone know what you're all about, you know. So, yeah, we did many, many, many tours.
Italy was the one that really took to you first off, wasn't it? I seem to remember.
Germany is the country that really, really took to us first off.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, Germany, they just warmed to us immediately. And it seemed like, you know, we were going there every month to do shows or a run of shows for for you know, the first part of our career, if you like. But Germany was the first to take it, and then we kind of spread that over to America, and it kind of all built up around that, really.
And have they been the most loyal over the years? Were they, you've always been more popular?
Well, definitely, yeah. We tour Germany every year, so they've been very, very loyal, yeah. I mean, there's a great loyalty for our type of music, you know, all over the world, both in the media and in, you know, with the fans, thank goodness. So, and that keeps us out there working, thank God.
Well, listeners to the programme will now have played tracks from the new album called Into the Wild. And here's the one that I really think it's such a good opener for an album, this is. This is called Nail on the Head.